Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students. Listen for not only inspiration from personal stories of other students and alumni community, but also from advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. In today's episode, we are joined by Yasmina Tsugui, who came to Germany straight from a tiny country between Ukraine and Romania called the Republic of Moldova, with only 2.5 million inhabitants, so from a country with a smaller population than Berlin itself. She will tell you about her story and its importance to her life. Let's start by getting to know something about you. Can you introduce yourself and tell us what are you doing here in Germany?
Hello, Julia. First of all, thanks for inviting me here. I'm very happy to be here and be able to share with other people my experience and my journey to Germany. I am 21 years old. I study International Business Administration at Leuphana University, Lüneburg. My minor of studies is psychology and society, and I come from Republic of Moldova.
So, Yasmina, what motivated you to move here? Do you remember the exact moment when you decided, Germany, here I come?
I don't think there was actually an exact moment when I knew for sure that Germany is the right choice, because I wasn't sure if I see myself living in Germany in the future. But after doing some research, I realized that it was one of the best options I could choose from. First of all, because Germany is well known for its high quality educational system. And even if afterward I would decide to move somewhere else, the degree that I would get here will be recognized pretty much anywhere in the world. And also because of the affordability. Most public universities in Germany have very low tuition fees and are almost free, even for international students, which is not the case for so many countries in European Union. And besides this, Germany has a strong economy. There are many development opportunities. And if you're qualified, it's quite easy to find a good job and to develop your career further. And it's a safe country with a great location in Central Europe. And actually, one of the most exciting aspects of studying here is the multicultural environment, because you get the chance to interact with people from all corners of the world.
Mm-hmm. So in what ways does the educational system here in Germany differ from the one in Moldova? And what adjustments did you have to make to adapt to the new environment?
It's very different from the one in Moldova. Classes in Germany are more interactive, I would say. There is a great emphasis here on practical learning. We have theoretical lectures, but besides them, we also have exercises and tutorials that help us understand the material better and help us practice. Also, in Moldova, for the examinations, we usually have written or oral tests. However, in Germany, the examination system is more diverse. Besides the usual tests, sometimes we have projects, sometimes we have research papers, both individually or in groups. And another thing that I like a lot here is the support services available to the students. There is academic counseling, career advising, and general support that would help students to integrate into university life. And especially when you are an international student, and especially in the first semester, when you feel quite overwhelmed, this is of a great help. Besides this, the grading system is also different in Germany. In Moldova, grades are on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest grade, while in Germany, the grading ranges from 1 to 5, and it's the opposite, with 1 being the highest grade. Regarding the adaptation, I would say I felt quite overwhelmed at the beginning with all these differences and not understanding everything. But anytime I had unclarities, there was always someone that I could ask for help. And I feel like what is really important is to be open-minded and open to accepting all these changes. And besides this, also, it's good to learn how to manage your time successfully. And this way, the adaptation won't be so complicated.
So you would say that you felt from the very beginning of your journey that the university was supporting the students?
Yes, there are advisors. You can ask for help anytime, even emailing a professor if you have some clarities regarding a course, or even asking for help from fellow students, or either from your class or from higher semesters. Every time you have a question, there is someone that can help you easily.
Okay. So, and that my another question will be about the German language, our favorite topic. How proficient were you in German before starting your studies? And how has the language requirement impacted your academic journey?
So, actually, before starting my studies, my knowledge of German was almost zero. I only knew basic expressions and words because I had visited Germany a few times before and also took a beginner's course, but this was long before I moved, so I didn't remember too much from it. I chose a degree program that didn't require any knowledge of the German language. It was entirely in English. However, I was aware that moving to Germany would necessitate learning German. I was aware that moving to Germany would imply learning German. And so I took some courses from the university and also studied on my own, but I did it rather at a slow pace. So my level didn't improve significantly, I would say. But now I understand the basics. I'm able to have short interactions and engage in small talk.
For me, that already sounds like a lot, because personally, there is no other language that intimidates me as much as German. Even when I was in Spain, I immediately tried to talk to other people in a little way, you know, like, sí, sí, hablo un poco de español, ¿cuál es tu pregunta? But I didn't do it with German. So I had a few periods where I studied it very intensively, but there were periods when I didn't practice it at all. And I forget literally everything. So what you said now to engage in small talk, some basic interactions, is probably the most important thing of all of them. After my example, I know that if it's difficult for us to break out of the language comfort zone, then learning the theory itself will not help much. You just need to talk. And I would like to take this moment of this interview as a reminder for everyone that would like to move to Germany to not be afraid to do it, as Yasmina is in her German journey.
And it is possible to survive in Germany only with the English language. However, having at least some basic German knowledge definitely makes life easier. And I wouldn't say that not speaking German fluently negatively affected my academic journey, but if besides university you want to have more interactions with native speakers, make more German friends, or if you plan to live in Germany after uni, it's definitely beneficial to learn more German and to have at least a B1 level.
Well, yes, I can unfortunately confirm that, especially as a person that is not fluent in German myself. So, coming back to the topic of your studies, you say to study international business here at Lifana, so basically the same course as me. And I wanted to ask you, what's your favorite part about it? What's your favorite part about being international student here in Germany at Lifana?
My favorite part... My favorite part about my study at Leofana is probably the combination of major, minor, and complementary studies, because this structure gives you the possibility to combine more fields that you're interested in, and it helps you get a broader knowledge on various subjects. For example, I can combine business administration field with psychology, which I think it's very valuable for my career. In general, Leofana's interdisciplinary approach is, in my opinion, one of its best advantages. Because of this, you can personalize your courses based on your individual interests, and also you have more flexibility and freedom regarding which courses to select, and you can even decide in which semester to take a specific course.
So you would say that this flexibility is your favorite part, and this freedom of creating your own schedule.
Yes, interdisciplinarity, flexibility, and yet the combination of major, minor, complementary studies.
Definitely. Okay, cool. Maybe now let's talk a little bit about the fact that you are from Moldova. And I wanted to ask you about if you could transport one thing from Moldova to Germany. It can be anything, culture, practice, mindset, an object. What would it be and why?
Very good question. If I think about this, if I could transport one thing from Moldova to Germany, I think it would be the warmth and friendliness of the people. In Moldova, there is a strong sense of hospitality and the community. And I feel like people in Moldova are more open, are always ready to welcome strangers with open arms, and ready to offer a helping hand. But as most people would agree, probably, Germans are often perceived as being more reserved and quite cold in their interactions, or at least when you get to know them first. So this makes quite challenging to form connections and socialize with people here. And I would add one more thing here, which would be the celebration of traditions, because Moldova has a rich cultural heritage and we have vibrant traditions, and Moldovans know how to celebrate and how to have fun. And that's one of the things from back home that I miss a lot.
So they say food is a universal language. Have you shared a taste of Moldova with your German friends?
Unfortunately, even though I love Moldovan food, I don't cook traditional recipes here very often, because it's quite challenging to find some of the products that are needed in order to give our traditional dishes the authentic tastes from back home. But there have been a few occasions, actually. For example, I prepared mamaliga. In English, would be translated as polenta. It's a dish served with meat, cheese, sour cream, and other toppings. I prepared it for my German flatmates, and they loved it. And also, I remember participating in a university event where we were supposed to bring a traditional dish from our home country, and I prepared kuşmalui guguțe, which is a dessert made of pancakes, sour cherries, and sour cream.
And I need to say that I was there, and I must confirm it was very, very delicious. And it looked like really, really a lot of effort put in that dish.
Yes.
So thank you once again for sharing it.
It takes a lot of time to prepare it, but once it's done, the taste, it's really good.
It's very rewarding.
Yeah, and also many times I brought sweets from back home along with Moldovan wine, which delighted my friends. And I guess Yulia can also confirm this.
I can confirm the Moldovan wine delighted me.
Yeah, that would be it, mostly.
Okay, so another question is also about some differences between Moldova and Germany. I wanted to ask you, how does the cost of living in Germany compare to Moldova? And how has this affected your financial planning and budgeting as a student? What are the biggest financial challenges that you have faced?
So the cost of living in Germany is much higher compared to Moldova, because Germany also has a higher standard of living. Students who can benefit from the support of their families or who are able to get a scholarship are very lucky. But if this is not the case, it's pretty common for students here to work part-time in order to meet their financial needs. And the international students are allowed to work as well. In my case, already in the second semester, I've got a job as a working student in recruiting for an ad tech company in Hamburg. I worked there for 20 hours per week, and the job was entirely in English. And the company even provided German classes for their employees, which is such a cool benefit to have. Now I no longer work there because very soon I'm going for a semester abroad in Zagreb, Croatia. Probably by the time this podcast is posted, I will already be there. And yes, I've got the Erasmus scholarship, actually, which again is a great financial help. And even if you're an international student, you can also get the Erasmus funding. That's, again, such a great advantage. Now, about the challenging part would probably be to initially find a job, especially without strong German language skills. However, once you get it, you can have a decent life with sufficient money, especially if you plan your budget wisely. And even though Lüneburg's job market, it's not so extensive because it's relatively a small city, the university offers numerous part-time job opportunities for students. And we are also very lucky to Hamburg nearby, just a half hour train ride. And there are much more opportunities for work out there. So that's the case actually for most students that I know. They either work in Hamburg or have found jobs at the university.
And how did this looking for a job process looked for you? What were like the main resources that you were using in job hunting?
Yeah, when I was looking for a job, I didn't pay too much attention at the requirements, to be honest. I just started applying everywhere I saw that there is a job in English. And I did this both for Lüneburg and for Hamburg. And I was quite lucky because I don't remember spending too much time searching for a job. I've got this great opportunity and I just accepted it. But yeah, for other friends of mine, it's much more of a struggle. But I would just encourage everyone to not give up, to continue searching and continue applying for everything that looks appealing, and they will get it.
Mm-hmm, true. For me and some of my friends, what was very helpful was just going for LinkedIn search tool and writing keywords like, for example, Hamburg working student English, and that's when really, really multiple options were displaced.
LinkedIn is a great resource, I agree. But even more options on Google. You can use the same keywords on Google.
Yeah.
I started with Google. I think the hardest part is searching for a job at the beginning when you have no experience. And that's when...
Yes, the more empty is your CV, the more difficult it is to actually find something to fill it, which is kind of contrasting. But yeah, it only is going to be so hard at the beginning. At least, let's hope.
Yeah. But once you already get some experience, once you advance in your studies, if you're already in a higher semester, it definitely becomes easier.
True. Okay, thank you for this advice. Now let's talk about what were the first things and moments of you realizing that you were not in Moldova anymore and that the life here is different?
First of all, the infrastructure in Germany, especially transportation, is much more developed than in Moldova, where people mostly rely on their personal cars because the public transport system is quite underdeveloped. We lack trains or trams, for example. Also, in Germany, I appreciate the abundance of people who cycle, something that is not common in Moldova because of the lack of bike-friendly conditions. And another noticeable difference is the punctuality and strict structure of daily life in Germany. I feel like people here tend to sticking to the rules and schedules stands out a lot in comparison to the more relaxed and laid-back pace in Moldova. And lastly, would be the diversity of the people in Germany. The multicultural environment here is very different from the more homogeneous population in Moldova.
Yeah, I think that would be also the case for my home country, kind of the things that you have mentioned. So probably also for some other parts of Eastern Europe as well. Let's get now to something not academics related, which is self-discovery. For many students moving abroad, it's also finding something about themselves. So was it also the case for you? Were there like a surprising thing you've learned about yourself during your time in Germany?
Yes, actually, it was the same case for me. One thing that I've learned about myself is how resilient I can be, because to me it was a huge thing to step out of my comfort zone and to move to a different country, to adapt to a lifestyle completely different than the one I was used to not have my friends around anymore, and even to not be able to speak my mother tongue and the need to switch to another language. And I feel like the last 2 years in Germany shaped my personality and my way of thinking a lot. I became more open-minded and more flexible, because here you get to interact with people from various backgrounds and cultures, and you need to know how to adjust to the environment. You need to be aware of all those cultural differences and to be more understanding with the people around you. It is challenging, but at the same time, you prove to yourself that you are brave. And if you did this, you have the potential to achieve so many other great things if you work hard for it.
I totally agree. I think that's great that moving abroad is also this incredible chance for us to learn more about ourselves, but also to just simply become more courageous and find this bravery within ourselves to make those difficult steps forward. Another question that I recently really like to ask some of the podcast participants is, what would you do if you would be in a time machine and you could give your pre-Germany self one piece of advice? What would it be, and how might that have changed your journey?
I will imagine that I speak to the past Yasmina. So Yasmina, my advice for you is to work on improving your social skills, be proactive in initiating conversations, and try to engage with more people. Remember that networking is very important, especially in a new country where you don't know many people. And if you want to create strong friendships and genuine connections, just step out of your comfort zone and try to be more extroverted. It may feel challenging at first, but trust me, it will be worth it. This will help in having a wider social circle and a more exciting journey in this new country.
I totally agree with that. That's really nicely put. Okay, so last question, actually. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Complicated questions. as I'm not very sure about where I'm gonna be in 5 years. Either it's gonna be here in Germany or somewhere else. Try how life feels in another environment. Probably in 5 years I'll be doing my master's degree or work.
Aren't you tired already of studying?
I am, but I want more money. If you have masters, you have more money. I'm not sure yet about the field that I would like to work in, because the world is changing so much, and one field that is very popular and a field that sounds very appealing today probably wouldn't be so popular in a few years from now. But I will continue to develop my skills, to grow professionally and personally?
It's a difficult question. It is.
I know. And I didn't think too much. And maybe the location or the field won't matter so much, but I see myself becoming more intelligent, more understanding, self-aware. I hope I will be in a happy place. I will feel good about myself and about the impact that I'm making in the world, probably trying to influence. Oh, that's too deep.
You're going to be an Instagram influencer.
Oh, yeah, very deep. Very deep. In the end, the location doesn't matter so much as the people that you have around and the way you feel about yourself. And I hope the future Yasmina is a happy person, feels good about herself, and enjoys life at maximum.
Oh, then I really wish you that, Yasmina, and I hope you're going to have a lot of fun in your semester abroad in Croatia. I'm sure it's going to be a really exciting new chapter in your life, and I think that's all for today.
Thank you so much, Julia, for having me and for listening to me. And yes, I wish you also to have a pleasant next semester and just enjoy every moment and live life to the fullest.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And that's it from us for today. The episodes are available on our website podcast.loifana.de, Spotify and iTunes. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.